Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to our Friday edition of the Community Corner on KQWC Radio. Webster City Chamber will be one busy group in the months to come, with summertime just around the corner, Junk Fest, Market Night, and any other activities. And with us, we have Anna Woodward from the Webster City Chamber of Commerce, who joins me today. Anna, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you very much for having us here
today. Happy Friday to you. Glad to have you here today.
Happy Friday to you as well.
Well, next week it's back again, Junk Fest 2024. And of course, I missed out on last year because of, well, something happened. But anyway, we got 2 days of exciting junk stuff and all that belonging to junk and such.
Yes, it's hard to believe we're already at the point of the year where we're ready to kick off summer. We look at our Junk Fest event, which is sponsored by the Trash Man, as our official start to our event season. We're excited to be back out at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds this year, and the event will take place on Friday, May 24th from noon to 8 p.m. and Saturday, May 25th from 9 to 5 p.m.
How did it go last year? I understand the weather was nice from where I was seeing it at, but great turnout, I believe, last year there, Anna?
Yes, we had great weather last year, and we are crossing our fingers for another great year. We hope Mother Nature got all of her rain clouds out earlier this month, but we're excited to bring back the live music that's in partnership with our four financial institutions, and this year we'll also have more vendors than we've ever had in a 10-year history of Junk Fest. I want to thank my team for recruiting and seeking out some high-quality vendors this year. Right now, we have 83 vendors scheduled to join us at the Junk Fest event.
And they come from all over, I believe, right?
Yes, we definitely have a regional reach with this event, with it being a two-day event. So we do welcome vendors from all corners of the state, along with some coming from outlying areas in the Midwest region.
That's fascinating. So this event has grown through the years. Of course, you say this is now the 10th anniversary for Junk Fest. Naturally, we didn't have it about 2 or 3 years ago because of, well, you know what. That was back in 2020, I believe. But it's back as best as it can be this year for Junk Fest.
Yes, you're right, Pat. We did not have the event in 2020, but this is still our 10th.
Okay.
And our 10th event that we've done.
Fantastic. So again, Junk Fest, that's happening next Friday and Saturday. What are the hours for that?
The hours are Friday from noon to 8 and Saturday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I just want to go ahead and highlight some of the vendors that we'll be having.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
We're excited to welcome over a dozen new vendors that we have not had or been able to host at the fairgrounds in the past. One of them being Overgrown, a local plant shop that specializes in rare, common, and unicorn plants. We'll also be hosting Windy Mill Mercantile. They sell a mix of eclectic and shabby chic linens, textiles, and pillow covers. They'll be joining us for the first time this year as well. And we're also bringing in a lavender farm, too, that'll also be selling fresh lavender at our event.
And you've had some of this information posted on the Chamber's Facebook page. Matter of fact, just to give people an example of what we can look forward to this next Friday and Saturday.
Yes, all of our vendors are posted on our webpage. Visit WebsterCityIowa.com on our Junk Fest page. In addition to all of the vendors, I also wanted to highlight, for the first time ever, we'll be welcoming the Iowa Beer Bus. And they sell more than just beer. So if you're interested in coming out in the morning, they're going to have a mix of seltzers, beers, but also Bloody Marys, mimosas. So it should be a fun time. We'll have Chris Carr, Hawk McIntyre, Neil Anders, Lee Klitt playing on the stage. So there'll be live music and plenty of food trucks too.
The Beer Bus, where is that based out of there, Anna?
Well, the Beer Bus actually has some ties to the Webster City area.
Hmm.
If you are a fan of Knoxville Racing, you might be familiar with the Iowa Beer Bus as well. But they travel all over the state and a retrofitted school bus. So it's a great time and a fun experience.
Sounds refreshing. Pardon the pun right there. So that's all part of Junk Fest. Anything else have we left out there, Anna, for the two-day event?
note? Yes, I just wanted to mention that it's $1 admission at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Kids 12 and under are free, and we also offer free parking as well. This is one of our largest volunteer efforts that we do throughout the year. We still have openings for volunteers. Our vendor numbers are up, our marketing numbers are up, but we are finding a slight decrease in our volunteerism. So I just wanted to put out an announcement to the Webster City area community. We definitely need you, and we could very much appreciate your help. We're specifically looking for some manpower manning the gate Saturday morning, and then also gate help on Friday afternoon.
So if you want to help out, Anna, they can call the chamber office, which is 515-832-2564, right?
Yes, that's correct. We also have an online volunteer sign-up sheet on our website as well. So we appreciate all the help that we can have. And this is really what makes our Junk Fest a successful event.
Yeah.
So I want to thank all of those in the Webster City area that have volunteered this year and have volunteered in the past. It definitely makes or breaks the event.
It sure does. So again, be a part of Junk Fest. If you want more information, if they need volunteers, call the chamber, 832-2564, for 2 days of junky fun. You might say they're at the Junk Fest coming up next weekend. Now, after that there, Anna, we got the Market Nights returning.
That's right, Pat. We are also busy working on our Webster City Market Nights plans. This is a 11-night event this year, and that's sponsored by American Sanitation on Thursdays in June, July, and August from 5:30 to 7:30 in downtown Webster City.
And there'll be special theme day nights coming up with this market. Am I correct on that, Anna?
Yes, we like every night to feel a little bit different, and it adds to the fun. New this year, we've partnered with the Carl Hamilton County Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be offering Fiesta Nights once a month. The Speedway also has packages with corporate sponsorship, so you can come down, get your party started at Webster City Market Nights, and then take it out to the racetrack following.
So that'll be a big change, because in the past, and they're still doing races at the Hamilton County Speedway for the next two Saturday, or tomorrow night, the 18th. I believe there's no racing that weekend of Memorial Day, but then they're moving all the races from Saturday all the way to Thursday there at the Hamilton County Speedway in conjunction with the Market Night and with Carl Chevrolet.
Yes, that's right, Pat. They will start running Thursday Night Thunders in June, July, and August. There are still some Saturday night summer races.
Okay.
So I encourage you to check the schedule for the Carl Hamilton County Speedway. But for many of our Webster City Market Nights, there will be Thursday Night Thunders running immediately following the Market Nights.
How many businesses taking part in Market Night this year?
We're excited to announce we have over 50 Market Nights vendors registered. As you know, the mix can change based on the night, but we also have a strong variety of vendors, including several new vendors as well.
Fantastic. And there'll be car shows there once a month, lots of food, and maybe some other special things going on during the Market Night event.
Yes, we are excited to again have our classic car nights on the third Thursday in June, July, and August. This is not an event that the classic car owners need to register, so please feel free to join us each third Thursday in the summer. New this year, we'll actually have car awards, and those are sponsored by Carla Webster City and Mertz Engineering.
Wonderful. So that'll be on the third Thursday in June. That would be, I'm thinking off the top of my head there, Anna, it would be on June the 18th, July the 18th, June 20th, July 18th, and then on the 15th of August for those dates for the big car shows there during Thursday Market Nights.
Mm-hmm. Great job, Pat. Yes,
gee,
you are correct. Those are our Thursday dates.
Yeah.
I should bring you by a prize. So.
Oh, cool, cool. But just a reminder now, there will be no Market Night on Thursday, July 4th. And the reason is because it's the Independence Day weekend, people getting away, and I know there's a celebration going on in Williams that day, but again, there'll be no Market Night on Thursday, the 4th of July, but every Thursday during June, and 3 Thursdays in July, and then I think about 5 Thursdays in August. It'll be all market night fun downtown.
Yes, that's right. And if you've driven downtown, you may have seen a new element downtown.
Yes.
We are working with the city of Webster City and our downtown merchants to be able to offer parklets. So if you have enjoyed the outdoor dining experience at Webster City Market Nights, you don't have to just rely on that for Thursday nights now. We should have outdoor dining seasonally May through October in downtown Webster City.
Very good. So again, take advantage of that. Again, Market Night returns on June 6th in downtown Webster City, so it should be a lot of fun. Anything else have we missed this morning there, Anna?
Just want to thank all of our members and all of our sponsors and our volunteers that make these large community events possible. Without your help with time and financial support, there is no way that the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce would be able to offer these amenities. So I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to all of those that have supported us.
Very good. Anna Woodrum, my guest on the Community Corner Show today. Anna, thanks for joining us, and we'll keep in touch on other things in the coming weeks here for the Chamber here in Webster City.
Pat, I really appreciate you having me out this morning.
Absolutely. Glad to do it. Anna Woodward from the Chamber of Commerce on the Community Corner. I'm Pat Powers.